Now, here in Britain, a group of young economic students are challenging their university lecturers and demanding a change in how they're being taught. They say they're only learning about one economic model and they want to be prepared for how to tackle the real world. So what do they think the academics are getting wrong? And could a change to the way the subject is taught help prevent another economic crash? Here's a musical reminder of the moments of high drama from the financial crisis of 2008.
At one point, the market fell as if down a well.
The stock market is now down 21%.
Because we're now down 43%.
What in the world is happening on Wall Street?
Almost everything there completely wiped out.
The Dow traders are standing there watching in amazement. I don't blame them.
This is an extraordinary period for America's economy. How did our economy reach this point? Money!
Well, joining us now from our studio in Manchester is Katrina Watson, who's a third-year economics undergraduate at Manchester University and one of the original members of what's called the Post-Crash Economic Society. Welcome, Katrina. Why do you think they're ignoring the economic crisis, your teachers?
Well, there are a number of reasons, really. Partly, you know, this is what's been taught, so, you know, why would they change it because of real world events, and also because of the way universities are funded decides a lot on who they can hire and who they can't. They get a lot more funding for hiring economists who work with the neoclassical model. So
what do you want to hear them say on the course?
Well, as a society, we're campaigning for more pluralism and more critical evaluation. At the moment, you know, we learn one model and we learn to regurgitate it and do equations based on one theory. We want to have, you know, critical discussions about how applicable that theory is and whether other theories might be better.
Now, you say that your classmates are embarrassed when their family and friends ask them to explain the causes of the economic crisis and they can't. Neither, to be fair, can a lot of leading economists, and certainly they didn't predict it.
No, not at all. And we do think the financial crisis does show how lacking economics education is. You know, even the Queen said LSE, like, why has no one predicted this? But the fact is, a lot of people did predict it, but the people who did predict it aren't taught in universities and aren't considered, you know, proper economists.
And to what extent do you think economists are the masters of the universe? You know, are they guiding political thought and putting it in one particular direction? Do you want to be one of those people?
Well, I would like to be economist, but not one of those. We do think they are essentially the masters of the universe. They do economics, you know, dictates public policy. You know, every year thousands of economics graduates go to work in the Treasury, the Bank of England, the Government Economic Service, and a lot of government decisions are based on their advice. So I think that they are incredibly influential, and the fact that they only really get taught, you know, one theory and aren't taught to question.
Professor David Runciman, I'm sorry, we haven't got that much time. I wish we had more, but you know, this is a student telling her academics how to teach, which I suppose, you know, goes against the bone a bit.
Not so much.
But what do you make of what Katrina's saying? Does it make sense to you?
Yeah, I have a lot of sympathy with it. I mean, in a way, I do feel slightly sorry for economists in that I'm working in the political science world, and political scientists are pretty bad at prediction too. I mean, the social sciences generally are not very good at spotting these events. But there is a special case with economics that it's become this very rarefied discipline. Part of the problem is just the language in which economists might try to explain what's going on in the world is not comprehensible to the families and friends of students taking the course. And it does need to change. It needs to open up so that people can actually understand what they're talking about.
Katrina, when you say you want to be able to face the real world, what do you mean exactly? The real world for the people suffering the effects of the crisis?
We want to be able to understand what the economics that's actually happening. Like, a lot of the stuff we learn is just abstract models, you know, based on assumptions that are so far away from what actually happens and the way humans actually behave. So we'd like to learn a bit more, you know, based on real world data rather than you know, abstract theories.
Katrina Watson, economics student at Manchester University. Thanks very much indeed for coming on the programme.